gather around the mast, me hearties. Today we be diving deep into the treacherous waters of a word tossed about by landlubbers and scholars alike, intelligence. What is intelligence? Is it a number on a parchment, a certificate on a wall, or be it something far more mysterious, like the tide that turns at midnight? Welcome to the Pirate's Code podcast, where intelligence sometimes seems to be sorely lacking. I'll give it to ye plain. The only true proof of intelligence is the ability to change one's behavior. I've said it afore, and I'll say it again. If ye keep doing what ye been doing, ye'll keep getting what ye been getting. Simple as that. What's that, Al? You wrote this down years ago. The measure of intelligence is the ability to change. Well, ye must have gotten it from me. I be here before yourself. Ha ha! Mr. Einstein says, everyone is a genius. But if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing it is stupid. Aye, and I know the land folk love to quote this. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That quote's been credited to Einstein, Mark Twain, and maybe even me, Uncle Silas. But whoever said it first, it's as true as a cannon blast at point-blank range. Now, on me own ship, I didn't measure a man by his letters or his lineage. No! I measured intelligence by how quick a deckhand learned the ropes, how clever he modified tools or tactics to make him better, and how well he adapted when a storm hit or a broadside came from the shadows. In battle, there ain't time for theory. You either improvise, adapt, and overcome, or you get fed to the sea. Aye, that phrase later found favor with the U.S. Marine Corps, though I like to think they borrowed it from me own journal. Hey, by the way, I have traveled the world over the last 300 years, and one of the most feared things in many countries worldwide be the image of a U.S. Marine appearing out of the darkness or rising out of the swamp. Scares the, well, you know what? Out of folks. But I digress. What be the topic? Oh, yes, intelligence. George Carlin says, think of how stupid the average person is, and realize half of them are stupider than that. Well, said George, now that we've dropped anchor on that, here's the big question. Is intelligence something you're born with, or can it be learned? Let's explore some real tales from history that might surprise ye. Thomas Edison was dismissed by teachers as too stupid to learn anything. Schooled by his mother. Changed the world. He gave us the phonograph, the light bulb, and the power grid, along with over 1,000 other patented inventions. The lad may have failed school, but he passed life's test with flying colors. Never mistake a slow start for a wasted journey. In more modern times, Sir Richard Branson couldn't read a ledger, but built an empire. Dyslexic. Dropout. Billionaire founder of Virgin.
They said he was daft. I say he was drafting an entirely new map. The sea don't favor the rule followers. It rewards the visionaries. I also like what Frank Zappa said. There is more stupidity than hydrogen in the universe, and it has a longer shelf life.
Walt Disney, fired from a newspaper job because they said he had no imagination, went bankrupt. Went on to build a world of wonder. No imagination. The man built castles in the clouds and charged admission. Muhammad Ali, low IQ, high impact. Scored 78 on an IQ test. Still became the greatest boxer and one of the greatest showmen of all time.
What, brains or brawn? Try charisma, courage, and control of the ring. That man floated like a butterfly and stung harder than any bee in the Caribbean. If brains were dynamite, some folks couldn't blow their hat off. But if they are willing to take action, they can change the world.
Temple Grandin, told she'd never speak. Autistic, visual thinker, changed how the world treats animals. She didn't think like the rest of the crew. She thought better. Jamie Oliver. Reading be hard, but cooking divine. Couldn't spell, but could sauté.
He turned his weakness into flavor and his passion into profit. Yee can't learn that in a textbook. Turns out that Voltaire was correct when he said, common sense is not so common. Who needs intelligence when you have common sense? I have met many highly intelligent people, according to numbers, who are fools. Handsome, educated, and dumb as a biscuit.
So, what say ye now? Be intelligence a gift from the womb, or a treasure earned through trial and error? Here's what I believe. We may be born with different talents, aye, but it's what we do with them that tells the tale. A sharpened cutlass is dangerous, but a dull one, used well, can still win a fight. Or as Andrew Jackson said, a one-armed man with a good attitude will beat a man with two good arms and a poor attitude every time. Final thoughts from the captain's cabin. If ye feel lacking in book smarts, don't fret. Learn, adapt, grow. That be intelligence in action. Those who have accomplished great things shout it from the rooftops, or at least over the internet. Watch, listen, learn from them, and apply the same principles to get similar results. Don't chase numbers, chase transformation. If you be curious, you're halfway to brilliant. If you take action, you've already passed the test. Now get off your arse. Stop worrying about how smart ye look, and start becoming smarter through what ye do. The founder of Blackbeard World hisself ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, dropping out of college with a low GPA. But he took to heart what Confucius said. Real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. So he uses everything he's got and enlists others more capable to do the rest.
That's the way you do it, loves. Remember, you can't always choose the wind, but ye can adjust your sails. Don't let some dusty test score define your destiny. Learn something new, try something hard, fail spectacularly, and rise again. That's how legends are made. Download the Blackbeard app. Come have a chat with the captain himself. And if you've got questions about your own potential, ask. He may be gruff, but he believes in you. Aye, even you, with the crooked hat and the half-finished dreams. Honestly, I have sometimes wondered if it were me own intelligence that attracted Blackbeard to me, like a moth to a flame, or if it be the wet t-shirt and no undergarments on a rainy day. Arabella Nightwind, signing off.